So what is your job here at ISB?
My job here is high school PE teacher in sports science as well.
Okay. So do you regularly have students or see students that do their sort of own individual lifting routine and kind of their own schedule as far as lifting weights?
Yeah, so more and more, I feel like we're seeing that. Certainly through PE, we're sort of trying to infuse it through grade 9 so that people have a little more of an idea. And then, yeah, well, there's a regular crew who work out both during their free blocks and after school. But I'd say sort of there's quite a few guys who do it, and there's less females who do it currently.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I personally had a student who came to me regarding seeing like a new kind of program to keep track of their data. And so what kind of information do you and your students work with on like in the gym on the daily basis?
So like information as in knowledge or information as
information
resources?
As in, yeah, kind of how you go about your working routines, and also just some of like the numbers, the actual data, like the what you're seeing yourself do in the gym.
And how they record that?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's multiple sort of ways that the kids can choose to do it. Basically, I try and get them to pick one that works for them. There's the old pen and paper, which surprisingly a lot of kids actually choose. Then there's Excel and sheets like that, which can record as well. And then a lot of them have actually downloaded like specific sort of apps where they can sort of plug their own workouts in and follow it that way.
And so like these apps, are they usually on the computer or on
often
their phone?
On their phones? Yeah, phones
okay.
more.
And so like, do you know any specific ones?
I do not actually.
Okay. And so do these actually like track the weightlifting over
no,
a period
they're
of time?
Simply recording.
Oh,
devices.
Just simply
yeah,
recording?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, as far as spreadsheets, paper, and then these apps, it's good. And do you see any like present like limitations with recording on paper or these apps that and programs that kids are using? Like, or is there like any sort of like problem that you run into?
Yeah, it's really tough, especially with the paper, and even Excel's a little bit better, but like it's tough to see the growth. And so they have to be very deliberate, very accurate with what they're recording and stuff like that. That can be messed up just once, and then they sort of lose the flow of what they're actually doing, if you like. So something that, like, again, if you use Excel, however, you can sort of take the data and graph it, which is always super motivational and super, like, encouraging for people to keep growing. But, yeah, there is a hole with regards to, and also the planning. Like, I find that kids underestimate how much they can lift. Mm-hmm. And so their growth, I feel, has a potential to be bigger if they're directed or motivated to do that in a sort of more direct way. So that, I feel, is definitely currently missing.
Yeah, so if I can find a way to, like, use either graphing or some kind of different visual, you think that kids will be more motivated and more kind of understanding of what they're actually doing in the
100%,
day.
Yeah, because I feel like that is the biggest thing, is, especially with females as well, the tendency is to lift so much less than you're actually capable.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like 90% of people stop before they actually need to stop. So if you had a visual of sort of something that, and of course it's different for everyone, but a general growth path of what you could sort of expect, how you could expect to progress if you were doing ABC,
mm-hmm.
I think that would be incredibly useful. Yeah.
Yeah. And as far as actually scheduling, like making your kind of workout in advance, do you see any problems there with maybe making a more kind of tailored or more specific workout to the individual? Do you think that could possibly make them more accountable, make them like push them a little harder?
Yeah, and I think it would need to be a combination between a sort of not generic, like a tailored workout that should work, and then adjustments along the way according to what happens, whether it's injuries, whether it's busyness, whether whatever life takes over. But yeah, I do feel that trajectory being projected is an absolutely, because if you have a sort of idea of where you could end up,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just I keep working out and I keep trying to get stronger, I feel like if you think this is where someone could get to and you could sort of plant, like plot a little graph as to how that's going to happen, I think that would be hugely motivational. Yes.
Okay. And so how do you have students kind of make their schedule, just like a traditional schedule of like the month, and then kind of go in and put in the days they're going to work out, what kind of muscle groups are going to work, or what do you
pretty much exactly that. So they design a month-long program, and they have to identify the goal that they want to get to at the end of that month. And then there's two mini goal check-ins throughout the month, just to sort of keep with that motivation piece and to adjust the goal. Again, a lot of kids set their goal and then realize they've reached it in sort of five classes, not realizing how much they can actually sort of achieve within that time frame. So check-in points along the way, but yeah, basically having them identify exercises and muscle groups and sets and reps that are sort of going to develop the key components that they're after.
Yeah, so making a long-term goal and then making kind of checkpoint short-term goals on the way to kind of recalibrate and kind of adjust to where you're
absolutely
at.
Absolutely. And okay. I mean, all the learning happens in that adjusting piece in the middle. Like,
yeah.
9 times out of 10, the goal has to be changed.
Yeah,
But that's the whole point, is that they learn that, A, that's absolutely okay, and B, that's what you want to be doing. That's why are you changing that? Like, have you already overachieved? Is it completely impossible? Like, I feel like that's something that we do throughout our whole lives with lifting programs and stuff. You're like, oh, what was I thinking? Or, smashed it, sort of thing. So it kind of gives them that experience.
Okay. Let's see. Are there any, like, particular problems that, like, you would like a digital solution to? And in what ways do you think that having a program for scheduling data and tracking can benefit the students?
I definitely see a value in, like we talked about, that projection of where you might be able to get to. Also, just tracking it. If you're just entering something super simply, there's so much less room for error. There's less room for sort of personal mistakes. And I just feel like it sort of tidies it all up so that you're minimizing the sort of variables that can go wrong, I guess. So you're sort of giving everyone the tools and essentially saying, if you do this, this is what potentially could happen. And I think that's A, completely motivational, but B, it gives a massive help to people who might not know how to necessarily do that themselves. So
that's really good. All right,
does that make sense?
Yeah.
Is that